This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Charles, this reminds me of a karate movie when a guy comes into the town and just start beating everybody up. Just like, okay. Snapping people, pow, pow, just coming through there. This is what this looks like, man.
This might be the worst game I've ever watched.
Ernie, I try not to ever use the word quit or choke. Because you can see, and I'm not very seldom using. This is quitting at its finest right here. This like, I bet if we went to your house, all their stuff is already packed.
Well, no, it's not packed. They live in Miami.
No, you got to leave. Listen.
They live in Miami.
Dude, you lost by 38 the last game. You can't stay in Miami. You lost by 38 and you're down 40 at halftime.
You actually lost by 37.
Okay, my bad.
Game three.
If you lose by 37 then come back and lose by 40, you can't stay in town. You know better.
That's your house. Yeah. You lived there.
Bam Adebayo said, look, we're going to go down swinging.
Well,
he said, we're going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Hey, Ernie.
It's a karate movie.
Pow, pow. We're going down. Bang.
Oh, stop it, man.
Police presence.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man. That ain't fighting.
All right. That just is a reminder of how far you have to put it nicely here this morning. I knew Woody. And by the way, I don't totally disagree with you, man. Can't talk to Jimmy Butler, who, by the way, if you missed that game last night, I saw it this morning. 5 clutch free throws at the end of the game, and they got a rebound to close it out. A great rebound last night, and they win another tight ball game, Golden State does. And, of course, playoff Jimmy playing hurt, and they're talking about he would have been out 2 weeks, but it's playoffs, and he's playoff Jimmy, and he's playing, and it's just...
They're about to beat a really good team, man, the Warriors. About to knock off that Rockets team. They're up 3-1. But do you think the Heat quit, or they just knew at a certain point that, like, I mean, the Cavs are just so much better than they are.
So you put your head down at some point and you realize, because I've been on really, really bad teams growing up, and when you play at Cal and you have to play USC in those schools, and so you realize, like, we don't have the players they have.
Yeah.
And
so, like, I think quit is a strong word as a team,
but
as a town that's seen some guys literally quit.
So quit's
a strong word.
Quit is the biggest slap in the face.
Yeah, because we had two guys do that, like that actually quit. So well, I'm not going back.
But can I just say this? I always say this. I say it every year. I said it with Boston last year. I'm going to say it again. I know they're keen on certain guys. I get it. They're keen on your best players. Hey, we're keen on Tyler Hero. We don't want him to have another 30-point game. Well, he didn't. You need your best players to play their best, and it just did not happen. And I'm not picking on Tyler. Tyler overall has had a good year. But Tyler will remember his last two games. You do a lot of good things. I've had good regular season games, and I had a game in a playoff game, and we lost, and I was a big reason we lost. I sucked. And that thing haunts me to this day. Sometimes I still wake up thinking about that frigging game and how bad I was. The guy that was covering me, I might as well have told him the routes I was running. He had such great coverage. It was – and I'm guessing even in today's players that all the good things Tyler did, he's going to remember those last two games, including a 1-for-10 last night.
By the way, someone texted in earlier, you know, Tyler got called out last offseason, and he responded and became an all-star.
Yes.
And I get it. Not everyone is built the same, right? I mean, some guys will respond. Depends, you know, who you are, right? I just think there's a lot of athletes in this day and age that you can't do it anymore.
Well,
you think that, like, Tyreek is a good example, right? You think the Dolphins could call that guy out publicly in a press conference and say he needs to be on time, he needs to cut the crap with the off-field stuff? Like, you think they could do that?
I think you can do some of it with him.
I don't know, man.
I know you don't, but you... So, first of all, the Tyler Hero thing, he had a good – listen, he played, he hurt him, and he got called out too now. He didn't get called out like Jimmy. Jimmy took the big hit, you know, about keep your mouth shut when you're not playing, and Tyler Hero and Jimmy need to play more games. Tyler responded, man. But again, Tyler's not Jimmy Butler.
And in fairness to Tyler, he wasn't. You know, he tried to break his hand last year in the playoffs.
Tyler Hero is not Jimmy Butler, though. They haven't done, their careers don't have anything in common. You'd agree with that.
I completely agree with you.
So,
but some guys, and I think it's a lot of guys now, and I think it's going to get worse, right? You see how these guys are treated in high school now? They're going to 5 different schools. They're getting paid. In college, they're getting paid big bucks. You're not going to be able to do this stuff to guys anymore.
We've got in high school down here some at some point, some parents, forget the kid. Some parents, stop it.
You see it, man. I mean, you see the way these guys are coddled now.
We had a high school player go from St. Thomas to American Heritage Plantation for a cup of coffee, and now to Edison High School. You talk about wanting to throw an F-bomb out. So, just getting back to this Jimmy thing for a second. And I know the talk, it's already started. Matter of fact, I heard over the weekend, and then Jimmy didn't help things last night, has a great game, and another tight ball game. And by the way, it's been physical. If you've been watching Houston, Golden State don't like each other either. Put them on, and we don't like them, and they don't like us. There was a lot of dirty plays going on.
That damn Dylan Brooks, man.
Draymond Green's not exactly. Oh, yeah. Draymond's tripping over and accidentally kicking guys in the head, and he's doing his deal.
They got Jimmy on video. I don't know if you saw this, calling Dylan Brooks a bitch and a bum. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, they're not too fond of each other.
But I do want to just say, and this going on, people are going to have this conversation. You can't talk to Jimmy, and Pat's too old school, and you got to give him as an extension and leave him alone because you know how good he is in the playoffs, and now look at what you did. And then you got people saying Pat Riley was right, way to stand up to him, and what, ask him to play more games when you can? Pat Riley's convinced that Jimmy Butler could have played more regular season games with some of the stuff he came up with. So that's going to be – and when's that press conference? By the way, that thing's got to be coming up in a few days, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Pat's going to have to face some music, man.
Yeah.
Hate to say that, 80 years old and everything he's done, and I have great appreciation, and we all should. Anybody like sports would go, Pat Riley's been really good. But he is 80, and there's going to be people that say – you just got old, Pat.
What do you think he says? Because obviously he does have to address the Jimmy thing. Does he say,
by the way,
we didn't handle it the right way?
It's directly connected to his basketball team. And then I think Tyler Hero came out last night and said, this wouldn't have happened if we had Jimmy.
Because I also do believe, and I think you heard, you know, what Spo said, there were more lows than there were highs this season. He destroyed your season, essentially. Right? I mean, I know you got some players back for him, and that clearly didn't work, but you're trying to put a new group together late in the season, right at the deadline there. I don't know, man. He clearly derailed their season, and the Heat should have had the foresight to know that
Wiggins
was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That's where, like, again, and if you didn't want to keep him, don't keep him, right? But do it in the offseason. Get maximum value for this guy.
That's Pat's job. Part of it, I don't blame Pat for this whole thing. Jimmy's out there, man. Jimmy Butler's out there. So we're
very weird, dude.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is not the first time this has happened. So this thing, and once he starts pouting, he's speaking to turn into a little bit of a bee. That's exactly what he does.
I watched him on that show. He's a very strange dude. Yeah. No question. They take you inside his life a little bit, and he's interesting.
I think Pat Riley, because the relationship, the way it started, and he got his money at start. Now he wanted more.
Yeah.
And nothing.
He wouldn't be the only team in town giving out new money, though, Joe.
He didn't play in the playoffs, and I think that changed things last year when he was injured and then started talking. And did Pat have to call him out for that? Probably not. He could have kept it. Probably to, I really need, you know, Tyler and Jimmy to play more games so we can have a better regular season record.
He or you not usually caught up in things like this, so that's why this one was such a shocker.
Who, Pat?
Just the Heat in general, their whole organization. No, like they're such a well-ran organization. They usually don't go down this road.
Somebody said there's a crack in the culture. There's a crack in the culture
they
right now.
They were asking Jimmy at training
camp. By the way, where
do
we go from here?
They were asking him at Media Day, training camp. They were asking about the contract. They had to know.
He made it sound like he was going to show him. But I heard him. He said he was going to make, I'll show him.
I know.
They'll be giving me that contract. And it was a few bucks. He did that. Oh, it's just a few extra bucks. It's not that big a deal. Well, it was a big deal to him. There's no question about it.
Someone asked the Heat should refund the tickets for the last two games.
Oh, my God. They should. Yeah. If somebody would have told you a Heat team would lose by 55 points and the game before by 37 points.
Someone said a strange dude who played harder than anyone. What's your point? Hey, man, I've been Team Jimmy Butler this whole time. I think the Heat screwed this thing up badly. You're kind of on the other side of the fence on that one.
I'm just over guys.
I think they screwed it up really badly with Jimmy Butler.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jimmy wrote the book on how to get out of town, though, if you don't want to play.
Yes, he did. But I also don't think Jimmy Butler type guys grow on trees, man. And the Heat are going to learn that the hard way here.
He's a great piece,
by the
way.
Those guys are not easy to find.
He went to absolutely the right team. By the way, make no mistake about what's going on at Golden State. We don't have Steph Curry, who's playing out of his friggin' mind. But yes, before everybody's going to give Jimmy the whole, like, Jimmy.
And Texans are right, too. They might have still gotten swept by this team with Jimmy. They probably do. They probably lose in 4 or 5 to this team.
May get one of those games. I agree, but...
You know, I mean, they obviously would have put up more of a fight than losing by 70.
There's nobody playing better right now than friggin' Steph Curry. And a lot of it's probably Jimmy. I mean, you got to give Jimmy. They're giving Jimmy credit for everything on that. That's the missing piece. And I got to hear, man, it does. It kind of.
It's amazing. Steph still
off,
got
man.
That in the tank, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez. He's special.
Playing hurt. You know, like, really? Mm-hmm. We couldn't get you to play like if you stayed at a tennis match too long, you couldn't play that night. Jeez.
So instead, the crack and heat culture comes from Bam and Hero. They both play soft.
They don't show up enough. And by the way,
that's hard, man.
All anybody's going to talk about, not their regular season. I just said that about Tyler Hero. And I like Tyler Hero, and I like what he's done. Tyler Hero's going to do like he did last year in that Boston series. He's going to have that same feeling when he goes home. And he's going to remember last couple games. When you got blown out, how'd you play when your team was getting blown out? Oh, I had 4 points and 13 points. I was 1 for 10 and 5 for 13.
And this is fair too. Someone blamed Tobin for this whole situation here because he was the one that asked Riley at the press conference about Jimmy, and set him up to rip Jimmy. So, if you want to blame Tobin, today's a good day to do that.
I got news for you, Pat Riley. He knows everything he's saying. Pat doesn't change. Like, wow, I can't. Hey, Mickey, I'm Nick. I can't believe I did that to Jimmy. Should I call him? Like. Hey, I just had to make a point. I didn't really mean it for you. But
you don't need to do it publicly, I think, is the only thing I would say. Bring him in. Have that end of season, that exit meeting, and
say what needs
to be said, right?
Let's just try to I got to tell you, the bigger problem right now is how do you fix this?
Someone said, for the love of God, break this team up and trade everyone.
Yeah, I don't think you have.
Barry had a scenario yesterday where you could essentially trade the whole team for Giannis.
And start with Giannis and tell Giannis be patient.
I think after that you'd have to go to that park that Omar hangs out at and find another four to play with him. But
not a cornerback, but just a couple of basketball players.
Yeah, do they
have
basketball courts at that park too?
Got everything.
All right, well, we'll fill the roster that way.
Go over to Vista View. Probably got a couple guys.
Can we find role players? Do they have NBA role players at that park?
Oh, man.
Maybe they got a Hassan Whiteside hanging out over there.
We got to go to break here, Woody. We are running late. Yeah, that one stung last night, man. I got up this morning. Jimmy Butler's in the headline. I went, oh, he did it again.
That's okay because the Panthers are there, man. The Panthers make everything better.
By the way, the Panthers, the one thing you can count on. If your marriage is a little shaky, if you and the kids aren't doing great, if some of your favorite teams aren't playing well, you can always go to the Panthers, man, and feel good. Just read Panther stuff, man. It's always a feel-good story. Atlantic Men's Clinic's pretty good feeling, too, man, when you get on that program. Oh, Lord, I had ED and low T so bad. I can't even start to explain it, man. I was tired. I couldn't keep my eyes awake, and it went on for like a month. Went home one day. I go, if I don't do something about this, I said, I can't stay awake from one county to the next. My ass, I got really old. She goes, well, I noticed you haven't been playing. I go, nah, I don't feel like doing anything. I'm just tired all the time. I got like 19 physicals, or you're fine. Hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of low T and ED. Yeah, my sex drive was gone too. I didn't want to bring that up. But I will tell you, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you guys. Thank you, man. If you're over listening on your way over here right now from Fort Myers, guys, your program works. It works. You can get it all back quickly. That's what everybody asks me. All right, so how's this thing work? Well, first of all, Atlantic Men's Clinic is fantastic. You go there. They got six locations. We got another one on the way here. It's going to be in Hollywood here pretty soon. You get the T, the PSA test done. Get all your testing. You meet with their professionals. You set up this first appointment at 877-455-7300. They go through all the testing, find out what's going on with you, and then they put you on a program that's perfect for you, personalized for you to get great results. And then they police it to make sure with your checkups, you're going in to make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to. Quick results. Every guy asked me, that's what I've been getting lately. How quickly? Pretty quickly, man. Real quickly. It's been a year. 877-455-7300. A year. And I've been feeling great for a long, long time. And I know you will too. 877-455-7300. If you need more information, go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
It started with the kill. That was such an important piece to the game. But keeping that belief, you come out of it and you think something's good, it's going to happen, and you get a power play goal and you think that's what it is, and except it's not, right? I think the block of time before the five-minute kill, the belief's almost stronger than after the offside. Well, it's offside, so there's no complaint there. Just that one's a kick in the teeth. But we haven't had a lot of those this year. Right, like it's been grinders, it's been tough. We've had key guys out of the lineup, and I felt like going back for the local people, going back to the game in Boston when we had the lead and we couldn't hold it, like we couldn't push back on it. It's just Ecky wasn't in the lineup, Chucky wasn't in the lineup, so we kind of suffered that. So because you don't have a bunch of them, you don't have a history of the comeback. It's a little tougher, right? You don't have to, hey, remember the game. So it was a really important. Mentally important that you could come back, and it's a tight game out there. So there's just, and that's even more difficult sometimes to mount the comeback. If you're trading chances back and forth, you're thinking you're right there no matter what. But when you got two really skilled teams, that there's not a lot of room to move the puck, so you're always wanting a little better hands on some plays. Except the defensive skill of both teams is very, very high, and it's not easy to generate something.
Coach Maurice talking about the comeback and the five-minute penalty kill that they had. Tell you what, man, this is, I hate to say it, just saw this show with Kansas City all year. Looked like they're going to lose down the last few minutes and find a way to win. And now that all the boys are back together, it sure feels like that. And, boy, what a good win against a really good team. It was chippy. We'll get into all that stuff. Matter of fact, with Billy Lindsay, he'll join us at 9 o'clock. Panthers radio analyst and former Panther, who is a chippy player himself, will join us and talk about it. But a hell of a win, man! Entertaining game last night as the Panthers go up 3-1 against the Lightning. And will we have another game coming back here or not? Or did that break their spirits last night? And we'll find out what. I've been doing this like every game. I call Goldie, I go, okay, is he getting suspended or not? So I see what looks like a cheap shot. I go, is Tkachuk getting suspended? Is Ekblad getting suspended? Is, you know, I'm asking about all these guys. And, oh, I don't think so. Maybe. I'm not sure. And so here we go again. We're doing this every game. And now we're going to find out if Ekblad, who got a little payback, Anything in question of what that was about? I mean, I'm just doing, let me see. Two of the originals still here, Barkov and Ekblad. Ekblad going in there for his buddy. Brandon Hagel back. And he jacked him. It was like a little payback. So I don't.
Still think you have to show a little better judgment than that, well, right? Because he's going to get suspended, I would think,
right? He
didn't
get a penalty for that last
night. Yeah, they missed it, apparently.
They missed it.
That's what he said. I don't know.
Even the NFL doesn't miss those.
No, that guy was. I mean, you know, you play the result on that when a guy was wobbly as hell going back, but. I don't think that stuff is smart, man. You put your team in a bad spot there. You're going to get suspended, so you're probably going to be missing him for a game.
Not sure he was thinking about that.
I know, but I don't think you want to go, you know, putting your elbow out and smashing guys in the head. But
hey, man, these guys really, there's no question in my mind, some of these guys don't like some of these other guys.
But you don't intentionally hurt
when
guys,
they say,
I don't think. But.
Really? Well, somebody intentionally hurts your guy.
Yeah.
That's a payback game right there. Baseball.
I know, but do you want to go down that road? I guess maybe Billy Lindsay would be a much better person to answer it than I would. But do you want to go down that road where you start getting your guys suspended because you're taking cheap shots?
You don't want to lose guys. No.
I don't know if you thought of the other one, the boarding call, cheap shot or not, but
yeah, come
it was
on,
kind of rough.
Jeez. Down on the ground, you made your point. All right, so
I'm gonna smash his face just for good measure. But.
Yeah, man. You know what, though? There seems like baseball definitely a payback. You do something to our guy, we're going to get you back, right? The pitcher is going to take care of everything.
Yeah, they'll throw a ball and try to hit you in the back, though. This is like where I'm going to, you know, lunge at you with my elbow and try to put you in a hospital.
So these guys aren't going to forget. So somebody's going to go after Ekblad at some point on Tampa Bay's team.
Yeah,
not now, next year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They'll hold
a grudge
all offseason.
Yeah. If the Panthers win the next game without him.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming he gets suspended, right?
I don't know.
They're going to be extra pissed because they didn't get the penalty.
I thought Tkachuk might get suspended. I have no idea. People are going, well, it's a different. Poor Ed. Ed's trying to explain. Well, it was a little different, you know, where it was.
I know we're playing the result this morning, but could you imagine if that game would have ended 2-1 and the heat that Aaron Ekblad would have been getting this morning?
Yes.
Oh, my God, man. He felt like the sole reason that they gave up those two goals.
By the way, Aaron Ekblad coming off a real bad game, too, before. But, hey,
give him credit, though, man.
Yeah,
getting after
bounce
he scored.
Back.
Yes, he scored twice, technically.
And he took care of his buddy. You get a win and you give Barkey a guy, hey, that one's for you there, man. Just let you know I was thinking of you a little bit there. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We got a Panthers comeback win last night. 3 goals in the third period. Hell, 2 goals in 11 seconds, actually. And they're scored by 2 defensemen in Ekblad and Jones. So a lot of good stuff. What, under 4 minutes left in the game, looking like, oh, boy. And they get a win in regulation. Hell, they get empty netter in there as well. So a lot of good
stuff. Thank you to them, by the way, for that, because those overtime games can run real late.
Well, I got to tell you, that was a fun one to watch again. And Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers just – they give your money's worth. If you were at that game last night, that crowd was jacked up anyway. You got a hell of a product, and you're enjoying it, man. And you never know who it's going to be. So it's a really cool story, really, really cool story. And that thing down in Dade County, you know, this is the third year we've been in this play-in, and things haven't been going great. And now the Jimmy Butler thing, and you've seen the team without Jimmy, and it's not very good. It's not a very good team. And we had a lot of young guys that didn't play very well. Let's be honest. We had a lot of young guys that did not play very well. I don't know what they're going to do. And they know they can't come back with this. This isn't we're going to run it back and, you know, and you got to.
Yeah, but something's got to be out there to do.
Well, you got
to hit
the free agent market first.
I know, but there's got to be something out there that makes sense if you're going to start trading away – you know, guys like Tyler and Bam.
Yeah, but free agent market. I'm saying free agent market, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You get
somebody. I know you can add some pieces, but.
But this Giannis.
They need a number one.
This Giannis talk is like, I don't know what you could give them. The Milwaukee's going to, like, yeah.
Barry had a package. It was like Bam and some Tyler first round picks, home. And then like everyone else.
Tyler's a Milwaukee kid. Maybe I mean from that area. Maybe he'd want to go.
I gotta think they could get.
By the way,
essentially whatever they want for that guy.
Giannis is going. Wait a second. Why am I leaving? You're getting rid of the best pieces they have, and you expect like just because I want to live in Miami and have and be on a bad team. He looks like he wants to win. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got, they got a mess, man. They got a mess to clean up and try to figure out. By the way, there's another guy that was a little silent last night. They shoots threes for a living. They got a lot of decisions to make, man. A lot of decisions to make on this team across the board, damn near. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage can help you make some good decisions, man, when it comes to mortgages and getting a mortgage quickly that you need because you found something you really like. You're a first-time home buyer. He's got great rates for you and can get you approved quickly. That's what this is about. Fixed rates in the fives right now. I haven't heard differently. And Michael Kotze always lets me know, self-employed, you've been declined by the banks? No problem. He's got a program for you. I always tell everybody this. Go to Google reviews on the web for Choice Mortgage reviews and find out why so many people are using Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I go to this. First of all, he's been doing it 35 years. I call it great service, and people go, well, what's that mean? Well, getting somebody approved in half the time of the big banks. Usually you have to work on Saturday and Sunday. He always works Saturday or Sunday. You can call or text him at 561-441-2730. He'll pick up and get all the paperwork started. So you can really speed this thing up. 35 years of experience. Any kind of mortgage you're looking for, Michael Kotze there. Reverse mortgage, one of his many specialties. If you and your spouse are 62 or older and you got all that equity in your home and could really use it, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is your guy. All right, so it's MLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Call him, 561-441-2730. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, just one more thing from the draft. I don't know if you saw this. I think Kyle Brandt was like leading the charge on this one. But I think it is interesting to note that the Cam Ward deal, like, he is right. There has never been less buzz around a number one pick. And we have spent a lot of time talking about, what did you do? Was a 155th pick?
Well, ESPN
he got, has stolen the show.
ESPN and, got blasted for their coverage
yeah.
so much. Worried every pick instead of talking about the guys that were picked at those. It was like every other quarterback got crapped on.
Like it's every time weird. A guy like he came has no up. Chance to play anytime soon, Shador, I would think, right? Like, I don't know if he's. Cam Ward's going to start day one.
He did, you're
I
right.
I don't know. He's just not a lot of hype around a guy but, that was
so,
picked
so
that
we,
high.
We see this, and by the way, ESPN's been ripped for other things. Like doing LeBron James in L.A. no matter what else is going on, mm-hmm. and they do the extra coverage. But they're just going whatever buddy tells them, hey, what moves the meter? And they felt Shador Sanders was moving the meter more than talking about all these other guys. It's just it's too bad.
All right, speaking of moving the meter here, Joe.
Move it.
This Bill Belichick thing just gets worse and worse because now TMZ – is on the case here, and the headline reads, Jordan Hudson nightmare during Belichick interview stormed off the set. It says Jordan Hudson went completely off the rails during Belichick's CBS interview to the point where she stormed out of the room and delayed shooting for 30 minutes, sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ Sports.
She's made a strong move in this relationship in a short period of time. You know, Bill's gone from a real dominant, I do everything, everything goes through me. And I got to tell you, it goes back, and please don't get mad at what I'm about ready to say, but it goes back to the okay. power of Putango Bango. It really does. Everything goes back. And
oh, I didn't realize what you were going to say there.
She's
certainly not as bad as
I She's not very likable. She's not getting it's not a very likable image where she's standing over and go, Bill, no, don't answer that. Bill, that's it.
So,
saying North Carolina, she's gotten really bad in the athletic program, too.
She's got to be copying all the emails. It says that TMZ says they were told outside of what we played for you yesterday. I'll play it again in a second if you want. That there were numerous other instances of Hudson butting in. Even when the legendary coach was answering questions about football, she would step in and correct him.
I don't know. Is he slipping? I don't know. Is there a little slip in his game? She didn't look good, by the way. She didn't come off looking very good with everything that took place. His book, and she's like, is she in the book?
I'm not going to read it, so I don't know. But the article, man, again, this is wild stuff. It says at one point in the Q&A, Hudson got so heated, she stood up and walked out and wanted Belichick to follow. It's unclear if Coach agreed, but the blow-up delayed the whole interview for about a half an hour.
I don't know what to say, man.
They said after that, the guy, when things calmed down, the interviewer, the guy doing the interview was so spooked, he elected to wrap things up quickly and end the awkward experience. It also says, as far as how the dumpster fire of an encounter got edited, we're told the higher-ups at CBS and News and Sports had to get involved to figure out how to salvage the interview. And while a second interview was scheduled to go down at a later time, it was ultimately scrapped. It also says the whole ordeal also isn't sitting well with Bill's employers. We're told folks at UNC are now concerned about Hudson's influence on Belichick's tenure as the head football coach at Chapel Hill, especially with her essentially taking on a role as his manager.
We got to get her a hot beer or something during football season. She's going to be a pain in the ass. She's going to turn into recruiting coordinator or now the new GM of North Carolina football.
If you didn't get a chance to hear, here's the clip.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the philosophy.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No. It's a topic neither one of them comfortable commenting on. Though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you. What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing,
meditation
or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms.
So awkward,
but
man.
I honestly don't follow them.
She's definitely obviously waiting for him to die, right?
I don't know.
I mean, this is just...
Buddy, I'm not looking
this is
in.
Eerie.
That's bad, man.
Well, what else, man? This is eerie stuff. We're not talking about that.
No.
Guys...
I'm in everything he's doing, but I don't want to talk about any
guys, arguably... I mean, he's a known cheater, but he's arguably the most accomplished coach in the history of that sport. And you got a 24-year-old...
He's been doing some things that aren't Bill Belichick. Like that pose they're talking about on the beach is not really something you go, wow... Bill will do that someday with a 24-year-old. Yeah. He's doing it.
How embarrassing, man.
All I can think of is Gronk calling Brady.
Oh, they must be having such a great time.
And just
time.
Laughing their ass off about this whole thing.
Especially when TMZ got their paws all over this thing. I wanted to hit you with one more here, Joe, real quick. I just want to know your thoughts on this one. So, you know a lot of players now in the NFL, other sports, are trying to get numbers unretired. Have you seen this? This happened in New York with the guy from Penn State who they just drafted, who wanted LT's number.
Yeah.
The 56, and LT was like, no, that number's retired. Get your own number. Do you think guys should unretire their jersey numbers and let other guys wear? What do you think of that?
By the way, I saw LT. He looks great. I saw LT Sunday night at the banquet I did. But Why would you do that? One of the greatest players of all time. That just tells me you have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, do a history lesson. Like, hey, before you get to New York and you start doing anything as their number one pick, why don't you take a look? Oh, I really want that number and see who wore it. Maybe the greatest defensive player of all time.
Players are different these days, man. So you can't call guys out. They feel very entitled.
No. By the way, I could have told you. I'm not sure about a lot of guys, but I could have answered that one. He was going to go, no, you're not wearing that number.
I mean, I'm guessing Marino doesn't want some other quarterback that gets drafted taking 13.
No. He's going, if you ever wear 13, you better be really frigging good. Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got Kyle Krabs, man, one of my favorite guys coming up here of Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting Podcast. We'll talk about the Miami Dolphins. Where do we go from here now that all of the draft picks are growing up? We'll talk to him about everything Dolphins coming up here in just a moment. Do want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, implantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. I bet you don't hear that a lot. Do you hear that a lot when you see TV commercials with all these law firms, injury law firms, talking? They look great on the camera, but then you go, oh, no, they're not going to. You think they're going to put in the work on your case to get you the amount of money you deserve? No, no. My guys, 35 years of experience, the guy that shakes your hand when you walk through that door, probably Harvey and Gary, are going to work on your case and kick butt. 35 years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Those guys didn't forget where they've come from, trust me. And they're going to help you. And they're going to make sure you always have an update of how your case is going and where it stands. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of, even on the weekends. I always tell everybody, go to CohenandJudah.com, find out what everybody's saying about them. You're going to be impressed. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.